Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Feminist, a person who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes.
You wake up, post up, run around in it, blossom on it, the diamond, my diamond.
Hey, that is not the usual Brian Lehrer Show theme song. That is Beyonce. Flawless, taking us in to this December 29th Brian Lehrer Show. Good morning, everybody. It is our annual end of the year news quiz. That could have been a question and an answer, but we just gave that one to you so you could listen to Flawless for a couple of minutes. But were you paying attention in 2014? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. If you want to be a contestant, call up right now for our end-of-the-year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2014? And here's the deal. If you get three in a row right, you will win a WNYC pot holder. That's right. Use it to keep your hands from burning on your pots and pans. Display it in your kitchen. Get three in a row right, and you will win a WNYC pot holder and bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party, that you are a Brian Lehrer Show 2014 News Scholar. It's our annual end-of-year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2014? If you get three in a row right, you will win a WNYC pot holder for your kitchen and bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party, that you are a 2014 Brian Lehrer Show News Scholar. So let's jump right in with line one ready. Can I go to line one? Because we have a great question for line one. Line one. Rachel in New Haven, right? Rachel,
hi.
Is that you? Hi. Okay, Rachel. You live in maybe the wrong state for this, but these questions are just going to come up in the order that they come up. Okay. And here we go. This is Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey. What's he talking about in this clip?
I had no knowledge or involvement in this issue, in its planning or its execution, and I am stunned by the abject stupidity that was shown here.
What was Governor Chris Christie?
So he's talking about the wide scandal relating to the closure of the Fort Myers lanes into the George Washington Bridge, and also the removal of funding for a construction project because of someone who withdrew support, even though there was normal cross-party line support for Chris Christie.
You don't have to quite go that far, because I'm not sure it was exactly the same scandal, but you're right. It generalized into that other one that you mentioned that had to do with Jersey City. But wait a minute. Fort what lanes to the George Washington Bridge?
Fort Myers?
Said Fort Myers. You got this right already. You know it's Bridgegate, but you said Fort Myers, which I think is in Florida. That town across from Manhattan, that city across from Manhattan, across the George Washington Bridge is, this is not a quiz question, this is just to see that you, Connecticutian, know something about New York, New Jersey, and the boundary.
It's flipping my mind.
It's Fort Lee.
Fort Lee.
Just so you know. Just so you know. It's Fort Lee. Okay. So that's one right. Bridgegate. Question two. What was the now infamous phrase that Christie's aide, Bridget Ann Kelly, emailed to his aide, David Waldstein, that got the ball rolling? The infamous phrase in the email that Christie's...
Traffic.
Yeah, close enough. Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee. Okay, so you drew the Bridgegate series here. So here comes Bridgegate question number three for the win and the WNYC potholder and the bragging rights. Name any two of the characters associated with Bridgegate in almost any other way, planning, the covering up, or people accusing them in the allegations related to Bridgegate. Any two names other than the governor.
Okay, other than the governor, David Sampson, the one of the chairmen of the Port Authority and essentially the fall guy.
Good one.
And Bridget Ann Kelly, the chief of staff of Christie's office, who was also another Fall Guy, because he was like, oh, she just broke up with her boyfriend. Clearly this is a reason for her to make a massive scandal.
Absolutely. Awesome. You win a WNYC potholder and bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party that you, Rachel in New Haven, are a WNYC Brian Lehrer Show 2014 News Scholar. Yay.
Yay. I lost last year. I'm happy I won this year.
Oh, you got in and tried. Do you remember what question tripped you up last year?
Yes. It was the percentage of news released by Edward Snowden. It was the percentage of news that was released by Edward Snowden.
Wow. That was...
I got one wrong, and it was that one.
Rachel, thanks for playing. Glad you got this right. Hold on so we can take your address and get you going on your potholder. Okay, Anna in the Bronx. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
First of all. Okay, and you draw the sports, culture, and entertainment section, or at least the beginning of it. Listen to this. So the person singing that song, or should I say jingle, moved here a few years ago and is now New York City's newest tourism ambassador. Who is she?
I haven't a clue.
Oh, sorry, Anna. Okay, Jeremy in Astoria is going to get a shot at this question. Do we still have it? Can we play it one more time? First of all, Jeremy, hi.
Yes. Hello, Brian.
All right. And do you know who was singing that song as New York City's newest?
Okay, now I was flying out of LaGuardia, and I saw there was a picture of her. You know what? It's Mariah Carey.
Oh, sorry. It was Taylor Swift. And some people say, what, Taylor Swift, ambassador for New York City? What, isn't she from Tennessee or something? But Taylor Swift, like so many people listening right now, moved to New York, and that's one of the reasons. Okay, so many people moved to New York, Taylor Swift. So we retire that question, and we move on to Ben in Forest Hills. Hey, Ben, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's, Brian.
And Ben, which country hosted the World Cup this summer?
That would be Brazil.
That would. And which country won the World Cup this summer?
Germany.
Germany would be right. Okay, for the win and the potholder and the bragging rights. Which celebrity butchered Idina Menzel's name, just as I almost did, at the Oscars? Which celebrity butchered Idina Menzel's name at the Oscars?
That is John Travolta.
That was John Travolta, who did it like this.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem. Close. But wait a minute. Three questions right. Ben wins a WNYC potholder.
2 years in a row.
Really? What did you win? What was the prize last year?
I think it was a tote bag.
Okay. Yep. Ben, hang on. We're going to get your name and address, your full name and address. And Ben is our latest WNYC Brian Lehrer Show 2014 News Scholar and WNYC Pothole winner in our end-of-year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2014? Okay, we go to, is it Lionel in
Linnell.
Brooklyn? Linnell. Hey, Linnell. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So, on the subject of Idina Menzel, answer two out of three. What is the name of this song that we're about to play? What movie is it from? And what is the name of the character who sings it? Answer any two of those three. Name of the song, what movie it's from, or the name of the character who sings this.
Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know.
It's Let It Go from Frozen, and I believe it's Elsa is the character.
Yeah, I think Elsa, they say, right?
Elsa,
but
sorry.
You got it anyway. Let It Go and Frozen, so that is one right. All right. Now, we lost these three major American entertainers this year. Listen to their voices and name all three. They're big enough that you should be able to name all three of these major American entertainers who passed away this year.
I know this sounds silly, and I know that I might sound ridiculous, like this is the scene of the movie where the guy's trying to get a hold of the long-lost son.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll.
They said you are going to be right next to Brad Pitt, and I got so excited, and I really thought so, because there was a booster seat, but he never showed.
All right, can you name all three?
Okay, I can name two right off the bat, Robin Williams and Joan Rivers. The first one,
I thought that other one might be the hardest.
Is it possible I can hear that again?
I think we could play that little montage again. People love hearing all three of these voices. Do we still have it up? All right, we're pulling this up again. You got Joan Rivers, you got Robin Williams, and who is the first voice in this montage?
I know this sounds silly, and I know that I might sound ridiculous, like this is the scene of the movie where the guy's trying to get a hold of the long-lost son.
I can't get that first one.
All right. Sorry, Linnell. Happy New Year anyway. We're going to go to Andrea in Hudson, New York. Hey, Andrea.
Hi, I know who it is.
Who is it?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
It absolutely is Philip Seymour Hoffman, along with Joan Rivers and Robin Williams. Okay, so that's one right. Who is the former Los Angeles Clippers owner, now banned for life from the NBA, and why?
Donald Sterling, for a series of racist emails and also some weird stuff with a girlfriend and an Instagram account and a video.
Yep, got caught on tape. I don't even know if all of that is right. I don't know about Instagram and video, but I know he got caught on audio tape. He had his phone call recorded, right, with his girlfriend on at least one occasion making racist comments. So that's two in a row, right? One more, and you are a Brian Lehrer Show 2014 News Scholar and all WNYC potholder owner. A very popular art show came to the Williamsburg waterfront this year in Brooklyn. A giant sphinx made out of sugar was on display at the now-closed Domino Sugar Factory. Name the artist responsible for this work, the artist.
Oh, no. Oh. I live upstate, so that's a real disadvantage.
That's true, but you don't live far from Dia Beacon, so you must know something
that's
about
true.
It.
I do.
These are incompatible. I mean, this is just the luck of the draw. But the, you know, probably people who know Donald Sterling might not know this, unless they follow. I guess the theme here is race and racism. So that's a little bit of a clue. There's something that ties them together. That's not all the show is about.
Oh, Brian, I fear I'm going to lose
it
this time.
All right, Andrea. Thanks for trying. We're going to go on to Hector in Union City, see if he can get that one. Hey, Hector. Hector, you there?
I am. I just got back.
You just got back to your phone.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I slipped away.
I hope that cup of coffee you were making is really, really good. So,
espresso.
Did you hear the question?
I did not, Brian. My apologies.
Okay, it's about the very popular art show that came to Williamsburg on the waterfront this year in Brooklyn, a giant sphinx made out of sugar on display at the now-closed Domino Sugar Factory. Can you name the artist responsible for this work?
I'm going to shoot in the dark. I don't know for sure, but I'm going to say Banksy.
Say it again.
Banksy?
Oh, Banksy. No, this was not a Banksy show. Hector, thanks for trying. The answer was Kara Walker. The full title of this Kara Walker work, probably the most talked about art show in New York this year, I would say, was A Subtlety or The Marvelous Sugar Baby. It's the Brian Lehrer Show, 2014, end of year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2014? We'll take more of you coming up.
The light goes down.
one of the hit songs of 2014, Chandelier by Sia. And it's our end of the year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2014? If you get three in a row right, you will win a WNYC potholder. If you want to be a contestant, call up as people finish up. All our lines are full, but the number 212-433-WNYC. And look, as soon as somebody gets a wrong answer or gets three in a row right, they are out. So you'll be able to get in, 212-433-9692. And yes, if you get three in a row right, you will win a WNYC potholder for your kitchen and bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party that you are a Brian Lehrer Show 2014 News Scholar. Let's continue with the news quiz with Elliot in Manhattan. Hey, Elliot, thanks a lot for calling up. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year. Thanks for having me on.
Where were the 2014 Winter Olympics?
The 2014 Winter Olympics.
I need city, not just country.
Oh, not just country? Okay. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it in the original language properly, but I will say Sochi.
Sochi, I think, and I'm sure that that is an anglicization of the Russian, even at that, but S-O-C-H-I. We heard it a million times this year as Sochi. So, yes, that is one right, Sochi, Russia. You started well for Vladimir Putin, wouldn't you say, Elliot? And isn't ending so well for Vladimir Putin?
Oh, everything was going great, with or without a shirt.
Exactly. Or a wild animal to ride in a photograph. A little cratering of the price of oil, and you know the whole country goes to hell when it all depends on the price of oil. Which country won the most medals at the 2014 Sochi, Russia Winter Olympics? The most medals.
Most total medals.
Total medals.
At the 2014 Sochi Olympics.
And I will say that the same country won the most number of the highest number of gold medals. So either way you were perhaps thinking about that, it would be the same country.
Excuse me. It would have helped if I had actually watched a single Olympic event. I will go with pure guess of Germany.
Oh, which is not right, Elliot. Sorry. Germany was a winner of something this year that we already covered with another contestant, and that was the World Cup. But thanks a lot, Elliot. Happy New Year. We're going to go to Abel. Is that how you say it? In Flatbush?
Yes, that's how you say it.
Hey, Abel. Happy New Year. So do you know which country won the most medals at the Winter Olympics?
I believe it was Russia.
It was Russia. Russia won 13 gold, 33 overall, and the U.S. came in second, by the way, with 9 gold and 28 overall. So there you go. Okay, now we have an audio question for you, and we're still in sports, all right?
Okay.
Who said this on the show this year, and who was she talking about? Who is this guest, and who is she talking about in this clip from our program earlier this year?
I think that people connect to the fact that, yes, he's very talented, but he made himself talented. He made himself a shortstop. He made himself a great hitter.
Now, you need both. Part of that is probably so easy that you need to tell me who the guest was as well as who she was talking about.
Well, she was talking about Derek Jeter.
Correct.
Her name was, can I hear that again?
Yeah. Can you hear it again? I guess you could hear it again.
Thanks.
We'll pull that back. All right, it's going to take a second, actually, to hear it again. So I think the answer is no, you can't hear it again. You either know who she is or you don't.
I don't know.
Okay, Abel, thanks a lot. Happy New Year. We're going to give one shot here to Beth on the Lower East Side. Beth, this is a question for a woman, Beth. Happy New Year,
by the way. Happy New Year. Thanks, Brian.
Any idea?
Oh, the voice is familiar. I knew it was Derek Jeter.
Not quite, I don't know. No, I guess you got to listen to Yankee games. She is the only day in and day out play-by-play or color commentator for a Major League Baseball team, and she's been doing it for many years for the Yankees, Susan Waldman.
Oh, I don't even know that name.
And she was a guest on the show to talk about the retirement of Jeter. But, Beth, thanks a lot. We will retire that question along with Derek Jeter, and we'll go to Mac listening in San Antonio. Hey, Mac.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Lehrer.
So, Happy New Year. Please call me Brian. So, are you a New Yorker on vacation in San Antonio? Or
No, I came down here for the military, and I ended up staying.
Uh-huh. But you were from New York originally? That's how you know the show?
Right. I'm from the Bronx originally, so yes.
All right. I used to live in Norfolk, Virginia for a few years, and that was a military town. And it was amazing that there were so many people who moved there from all over the country just because they were in the Navy. And then they said, oh, I like it here. When I get out of the Navy, I'm going to stay here. And so Norfolk is an unusually cosmopolitan place for Virginia. And maybe, I don't know if San Antonio has that same rep for whatever.
There are a number of bases here, so they're probably the same.
Okay, so Mac, why did people pour buckets of ice over their heads in 2014?
For the LLS challenge, the disease, the ALS.
Sorry. ALS, right, absolutely. The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge raised awareness, encouraged people to give to ALS research. Very good, so that's one. All right, now, fill in the blank. Gwyneth Paltrow didn't call it a divorce. She called it what? She didn't call her breakup with her husband a divorce. She called it what? It's very new age. It's very enlightened. If you call that enlightenment, it's better than the alternative, that's for sure. But you got to know the words. No. Hanging out with Mac in San Antonio. Hanging out with Matt while he's trying to remember the Gwyneth Paltrow thing. You got 5 seconds, Matt. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Conspicuous uncoupling.
Oh, that's so close, but it's wrong. Mac, Happy New Year. George on the Upper West Side. Hi, George. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Brian.
A past winner, I recognize the voice.
I think it's decoupling.
So close. We're going to let David in Kensington take one last shot at this. David, were you listening to the question?
I was.
Gwyneth Paltrow didn't call it a divorce. She called it what?
Conscious uncoupling.
Yay, conscious uncoupling. How about that for a divorce? Maybe we'll do a call-in later in the week for anybody who feels like you've got through your divorce as conscious uncoupling with your ex-partner. All right, now we're going to play a clip of tape from a very popular piece of journalism from this year. And the question is going to be, who is the speaker, or what is the name of the show? Listen.
This is what launched me on this year-long, obsession is maybe too strong a word. Let's say fascination with this case.
So who is the speaker there, or what's the name of the show, this very popular piece of journalism from 2014?
Would that be the University of Virginia rape hoax?
No, it would not. Thank you for trying. Happy New Year. And Amanda in Kipps Bay. Hey, Amanda.
Hello.
I hope you were paying attention.
I do.
In 2014.
Oh,
absolutely. Oh, very good. Absolutely. I think she says Koenig. Does she say Koenig? Oh. Control room? But yes, K-O-E. Looks like Koenig. K-O-E-N-I-G. Sarah Koenig. And absolutely, that was Serial, the 12-part spinoff from This American Life, the case of Adnan Syed, who was found guilty of murdering his ex-girlfriend in Baltimore in 1999. And Sarah Koenig explored it in this 12-part series. Were you a Serial freak? Did you listen to the
I
whole
was.
Thing?
Yeah, I totally was.
Me too.
Yeah.
I listened to every word. So did you come out with an opinion about whether This is a spoiler alert, folks, for those of you not made it through episode 12. Did you come out with an opinion as to whether he should have been convicted or not?
I definitely don't think he should have been convicted. Yeah. Whether or not he's guilty, I don't think I know.
Okay.
But I don't think there was enough information for them to have said without a shadow of a doubt.
Which, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, turn off your radio for 5 seconds if you don't want to hear this. Da, 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 da. That was Sarah Koenig's conclusion. That doesn't know if he did it or not, but definitely not enough to convict beyond a reasonable doubt in court, in her own opinion. All right, that's one right. Now, while New York State was busy approving new casinos to be built, it wasn't a great year for Atlantic City. Name any one of the four major casinos that closed on the Jersey Shore this year. Any one of the four that shut down in Atlantic City in 2014. Can you do it?
Oh, jeez.
May not be the number one destination for people from Kips Bay.
I'm not a big gambler, but I know I've heard the names.
There's one of these names that any New Yorker should know. That's
that
the only clue.
Know.
That's yes.
Oh,
that's the
no.
only clue I'm going to give you.
Oh no.
Oh, she knows cereal, but she doesn't know.
I really thought I was like, oh, I got that first this one. This is going to be a roll.
More bottom feeding pop culture icon.
Oh, was it Trump?
I gave it away, didn't I? Was it bottom feeding that? Okay. So, yes, the Trump Casino, also the Revel, Atlantic Club, and Showboat all closed in 2014. So that is two right. Now,
okay.
Last winter, President Obama said he wouldn't. This is for the win, for the bragging rights at your New Year's Eve party.
Oh, boy.
And for the WNYC potholder for your kitchen. Last winter, President Obama said he wouldn't let his hypothetical son, which, of course, he doesn't have, but his hypothetical son, play what professional sport?
Oh, geez. I think it was football.
Due to concerns over, you've already won, but do you know? Due to concerns
over concussions.
Yeah, over brain injuries from concussions. Amanda, in Kips Bay, you have won bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party. I hope you have a good New Year's Eve party to go to.
Thank you. I will now. Actually, no, I don't. But my husband was really hoping that we would get that potholder.
Oh, there you go. Well, now you have the potholder for your kitchen. And it's not just a piece of cloth. This is one of those potholders you can actually put your hand in and hold
Ooh.
The pot. So you've got that now coming for your kitchen. And now you'll have to invite over all your friends, especially your status-conscious friends, for New Year's Eve, and tell them that you have been given bragging rights as a Brian Lehrer Show 2014 News Scholar. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you very much.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We will continue with the 2014 Brian Lehrer Show News Quiz. Were you paying attention in 2014? Three in a row right, and you'll win those New Year's Eve party bragging rights and a WNYC potholder for your kitchen. Stay with us. It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. Since I've been off for a few days, let me wish you, if you didn't hear me do it before the holiday, Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa, still Kwanzaa, if you're celebrating Kwanzaa. Happy end of Hanukkah. I did wish you happy Hanukkah during Hanukkah, but there you go. Happy all the holidays, and may I be one of the first to wish you a happy New Year. We will be here live today, tomorrow, and Wednesday morning, New Year's Eve morning. And today, it is our annual end-of-the-year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2014? If you get three in a row right, you will win a WNYC potholder for your kitchen, and you will win bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party that you are a Brian Lehrer Show 2014 News Scholar. Our newscaster, Richard Hake, is going to join me as kind of the answer man here. I'm going to ask the questions mostly, and he's going to provide the answers mostly.
Which I'm glad I have in front of me because I don't think I'd get all of these.
Yeah, well, you know, we have hardworking producer elves who don't take Christmas off. They spend Christmas instead of celebrating with their families or if they're Jewish, you know, going to the movies and eating Chinese food. Instead of that, they just sit all day Christmas at their home computers and they write quiz questions. So there you go, the producer elves. They know the answers. You and I are being educated on some of these things as we go along. I contributed a few of the questions, which I probably won't identify, but maybe I will if they're sufficiently weird. And that's it. So let's see if we can get some more winners. Oh, gosh, what line did we leave off on? I wonder. Okay, we're going to start with Corey in the Flatiron District. Hey, Corey, Happy New Year.
Hi, Brian. Thank you very much.
Okay, here we go. Question number one. We learned a lot of dirt when...
A lot of what?
A lot of dirt.
Uh-huh.
About a lot of dirt when Sony was hacked, including some piece from a famous game show host who apparently had threatened to leave his show. What is his name and which show does he host?
What is Alex Trebek on Jeopardy?
Oh, you got your phrasing there.
Very good. It's really, who is Alex? We'll give it to you anyway. But he might be insulted to think that you considered him a what instead of a who. All right. So this is an Alex Trebek follow-up question, since you got this right. On what show-leaving episode did he play a role? On what episode of a show where the host actually did leave the show did Alex Trebek play a role?
About which episode he complained?
Not complained. Wait. No. By the way, I meant to bring the reason he... Well, do you know that one? We'll backtrack and give you a chance to tell the story, if you know it, why he threatened to leave his show.
Wasn't there like a helicopter mom that was complaining because he was not compassionate towards her daughter who didn't make Final Jeopardy?
Yeah, and when she didn't make Final Jeopardy, she stormed off. Do you know the story, Richard?
No, I don't.
The girl stormed off. It was Kids Jeopardy. And the girl stormed off, and she was really upset. And the helicopter mom, as she's been widely described, maybe unfairly, maybe this is just like good mom standing up for her kid, she asked the show to
retape it.
And Alex Trebek said no. And so apparently there was some memo from management that questioned the handling of that. Like maybe they should have retaped it to be compassionate to the kid.
So she stormed off actually at the very end where they after they write their answer
I
down
guess
and
before,
they
before as I read it, I didn't see it, but as I read about it, I think she was eliminated before they even got to Final Jeopardy. So she stormed off before that. And Alex Trebek declined to retape the episode, and I guess there was some memo from management about, well, you know, maybe we could have done, and he was like, you don't like the way I'm handling this? There are other things I could do with my life.
Wow.
Or something to that effect. So I don't know. You know, what do you think, Corey? Should Alex Trebek just have been a nicer guy to this kid?
Well, he's Canadian. You'd think he would be nicer.
The Canadian stereotype follows Alex Trebek. Okay, so now the actual second quiz question.
Okay.
All right, so he didn't leave Jeopardy. But there was another host who did actually leave his show, and Alex Trebek played a very significant role in a significant enough role in this episode on which the host actually after which the host left his show. Do you know what it is?
So another host left a show.
Correct. And Alex Trebek played a significant role on the air on that show.
I don't know.
Corey?
I don't know.
Happy New Year.
This is shocking.
Happy New Year. Shocking. Corey of great confidence that he doesn't know something. But Mike in Williamsburg, we're going to give you a shot at this question. And if you don't know it, we're going to retire it and give everybody the answer. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. Alex appeared on the finale of The Colbert Report.
Yes. Absolutely right. Okay. And so what will count as your question number two is... Since the role that he played was that Did you know that, Richard, did you see the Colbert, by
I did.
The way? So you know that Colbert rides off at the end in a sleigh with his version of the three wise men.
Right.
Right? And Alex Trebek. I think Alex Trebek may have actually spoken the last line. He certainly was in the last shot of the Colbert Report ever. Okay. So the question for you, Mike, is Colbert rides off at the end in a sleigh with the three wise men, who are Alex Trebek and two other people. Who are they?
It was Abe Lincoln and Santa Claus.
Yes. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I saw that show. It was only like the week before Christmas.
That's right. So there you go. Okay. So having watched the Colbert finale, you got two of the three questions that you need to win a potholder and bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party. And so we have one more media question for you, and that is two cable giants have been trying to merge for months. What are the two companies? I thought this was going to be an easy one.
This cable giants. How about...
There aren't that many cable giants, which is
CNN?
One of the reasons why people think it's a bad idea. There aren't that many cable giants.
How about CNN and... Time Warner, right?
I don't know. You got to give me two names.
What's your final answer?
Yeah. Okay, it's Time Warner and what's the other company
called? 3, 2, 1. Sorry, Mike.
Nah, that's all right.
At least you watch Colbert. Happy New Year. Okay, we're gonna give this question to one other person, right, Richard? And that's gonna be Catherine in Stuyvesant Town. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, thank you very much. And it's Comcast and Time Warner.
Absolutely
ding, ding,
right.
Ding, 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 ding.
Absolutely. That's no dings yet.
That's
that's one of the three.
That's, okay,
we
that's
have
right.
the dings. We have the dings when you get three in a row right and you win the potholder and the bragging rights.
Okay.
So we're gonna go on to, let's see, we're up to question 22 here. We're moving from the media desk to the national desk. And on the national desk, we have the Supreme Court decision in the Hobby Lobby case this summer. And the question is, did they decide that some companies can refuse health insurance coverage for contraceptives due to religious objectives or objections? Or did they decide that companies cannot refuse coverage?
They decided that they could refuse.
That's
they decided
right.
that they could refuse coverage. That's exactly right. This is WNYC FM HD and AM New York, WNJT FM 88.1 Trenton, WNJP 88.5 Sussex, WNJY 89.3 Netcong, and WNJO 90.3 Toms River. We are New York and New Jersey Public Radio. The Brian Lehrer Show, end of the year news quiz, were you paying attention in 2014? And Catherine in Stuyvesant Town was paying enough attention that she's already gotten two in a row right. One more, and she will win a WNYC potholder and bragging rights.
The coveted potholder. Everyone wants one of these.
And the coveted bragging rights for her New Year's Eve party as a 2014 Brian Lehrer Show News Scholar. Okay, now, this is a follow-up on the Hobby Lobby decision that you knew how it went. And it's a true or false question.
Okay.
True or false. Hobby Lobby is an organization that teaches high school students to lobby for conservative causes as an extracurricular activity. True or false? Hobby Lobby is an organization that teaches high school students to lobby for conservative causes as an extracurricular activity.
False.
Yay,
congratulations.
Catherine.
Thank you.
Okay, what is Hobby Lobby?
Hobby Lobby is a corporation that actually sells craft items,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, it's a craft store. So
you wrote that question.
I wrote.
I knew.
Did.
I could tell.
It was quite surprising that it went to the Supreme Court for that very reason.
For that very reason, and you know, it could be an organization that teaches high school students to lobby as a hobby for conservative causes and get extracurricular credit. But Catherine, congratulations. Hang on. We're going to get your address off the air so we can send you that potholder, okay?
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Okay. Robert in Borum Hill is up next. Hey, Robert. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Brian. Happy New Year to you.
And we are still on the national desk. And the question is, this year, Janet Yellen became the first woman to do what?
She's head of the Fed.
That's right.
All right. Question 24. Last January, more than a quarter million West Virginia residents, I don't know how closely you were paying attention to this in Borum Hill, but more than a quarter million West Virginia residents were told not to use what?
Their water.
That's right.
Tap water. There was the Elk River chemical spill with a chemical used in treating coal. Well, they say President Obama has a war on coal. Well, this chemical had a temporary, it only lasted 4 days. Like, oh, I say only. Imagine not having your water for 4 days. But that lasted 4 days, correct, from this chemical spill. That's two, isn't it? All right. President Obama offered to have a drink with a Republican this year, and that was enough to make news, apparently. Here's a clip.
I would enjoy having some Kentucky bourbon with Mitch McConnell. I don't know what his preferred drink is, but...
So why is the president suddenly so interested in having a drink with Mitch McConnell?
Bipartisanship?
No, 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 Richard. I don't think we can take that, Richard. No, 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 no. Happy New Year, Robert. Pamela and Harriman.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. And did you hear the question?
Not completely. So the question is about why.
Why is President Obama
and Mitch McConnell
suddenly so interested? I don't even know if they have done it, but President Obama said he is interested in having a drink with Mitch McConnell. Why suddenly is he interested in having a drink that he wasn't interested in having before?
If bipartisanship is not the answer,
correct,
then I would have to go with avoiding a government shutdown.
Happy New Year, Pamela. All right. Well, now we're going to reveal the answer.
The answer is, what is Mitch McConnell's new title in Washington, D.C.? Senate Majority Leader, after Republicans won big in the midterms and took control of the Senate.
Right. And those answers were, well, one was too general, one was too specific. It wasn't just general bipartisanship. They could have had a drink any time over the last 6 years if that was it. And it wasn't specifically to avoid a government shutdown, which, in fact, McConnell had explicitly stated that as Senate Majority Leader, he would not endorse or bring about. But it's because suddenly, for the first time during the Obama administration, the Republicans have majority control in the Senate. So McConnell has a lot more power as Majority Leader than he ever had as Minority Leader. And so that old quip that Obama once made, like, oh, yeah, what am I going to do? You know, sit around and drink bourbon with Mitch. So, suddenly, oh, yeah, I'd love to have a drink with Mitch McConnell. And that's the answer to the question that neither of our previous callers knew. So we're going to go on to some more material with Michael in Santa Fe. Michael, how's New Year's week in Santa Fe?
Oh, it's great. It's beautiful.
What's it like?
I always get my nose stopped up because it's 7,000 feet in elevation, and it's very cold. People think it would not be cold and snowy in Santa Fe, but it is.
All right. So happy Santa Fe New Year. And where are we? Okay, on January 24th. Oh, in fact, you're a good person to get this question because you're not far away from the subject of this question by sheer coincidence. On January 1st of this year, this state legalized it, not just for medicine, but also for fun. Richard, I think this has got to be one of the
easiest
questions on the list. What state?
Colorado.
Yes, and what did they legalize?
Marijuana.
For recreational purposes.
He's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In June, Seattle raised the minimum wage to the highest amount per hour in the nation. How lucky for Michael that he's getting all these Western states questions.
Well, I live in Brooklyn. I'm just visiting my mom for the winter.
I see. Okay. So what is that number of the new minimum wage in Seattle, Washington?
15.
That's right.
$15 an hour. Absolutely right. Now,
is that two, Brian? You got two
correct.
That's
two. One to go. Okay. In the 2014 midterm elections, Mia Love from Utah, concluding our Western states set here, was elected to the House of Representatives And even though you're from Brooklyn, at least you go to Santa Fe. Her election represented two major milestones for Congress. Mia Love from Utah. Name either one of the two.
She's LDS?
No.
She's a black woman, and she's a black Mormon woman.
She's a black Mormon woman. I don't know. Are we going to take that?
I don't think we take that one.
I don't think we quite
be a
take
little more specific.
Michael, Happy New Year. All right, we have to take a break, and we will resume with that same quiz question after the break. And the answer has nothing to do with Mormonism. Brian Lehrer with Richard Hake on the 2014 End of Year News Quiz. Were you paying attention in 2014? Brian Lehrer on WNYC. One of the hits of 2014. You know it, Richard?
I don't.
It is Bang Bang by Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj. Let's listen for a minute. All right. They are so happy that they might have won bragging rights for their New Year's Eve party.
Right.
To something.
Are they going to get a Grammy for that, do you think, that song?
A Grammy? Well, I don't know. It's fun. But here we are, and it is our Brian Lehrer Show End of the Year News Quiz. Were you paying attention in 2014? Brian Lehrer with Richard Hake administering the news quiz today. Get three in a row right, and you will win a WNYC potholder for your kitchen. And bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party as a Brian Lehrer Show 2014 news scholar. Raj in Manhasset, you're on WNYC. Happy New Year, Raj.
Thanks, Brian. Just donated.
Thank you. And all right, we have a question left over from the last round. Were you listening long enough to hear the Mia Love question?
I was, yeah. She was the first black female Republican elected to Congress.
That is right. Mia Love from Utah, those of you who weren't with us a few minutes ago when we first posed this question and the previous caller couldn't get it right, she was elected to the House of Representatives in November, and she was the first black female ever elected to the United States House of Representatives. She was also the first Haitian American ever elected to the House of Representatives. We would have taken either of those answers. The previous caller said Mormon, and then he tried to say, well, first black Mormon, and she may have been the first black Mormon, but being the first black female Republican ever is such a larger thing than that's what we were looking for. And so, all right, so you had the opportunity to look that up since we had a little few-minute pledge break there. But we knew that, so that is one right as a gimme for Raj in Manhasset. So now we go on to a series of New York City-related questions, and it starts with this. There was a local bowling alley, only one as far as we know, in the category of bowling alleys that made headlines this year. Here's a short montage that might help you with the context.
The bowling alley is now shut down.
All right. Which borough was this bowling alley in, and why was it shut down? We're not even going to ask you to give us the name of the actual bowling alley, but what borough was it in, and why was it shut down?
It was in Brooklyn, and they were worried that one of the suspected patients of Ebola visited there.
That's right. Correct.
That's right. It was the bowling alley that Dr. Craig Spencer visited before developing symptoms of Ebola. It is the Gutter Bowling Alley in Williamsburg. And question number three for you, if you get this right. You are a potholder and a bragging rights winner. How many people caught Ebola from putting their fingers in the same bowling ball as Dr. Spencer?
I'm going to go with zero, Brian.
That was one of the questions that I wrote.
I can tell because I don't have those answers.
Zero people. And even when you said he was one of the people with Ebola, of course he was the only only person in New York,
right,
as far as we know, to have had the disease. But Raj, Happy New Year. You are getting a potholder for your Manhasset kitchen.
Happy New Year. Thanks
and
so much.
Bragging Raj. Rights for your New Year's Eve party. Don't forget to hang on so we can get your address. Tim in Astoria. Hey, Tim, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Brian.
All right, we've got another New York City question for you. And the answer is, who is the New York City schools champ? Did I say the answer is? The question,
yeah, the question is, we're not playing Jeopardy.
We're not playing Jeopardy. I got so confused by that Alex Trebek sequence. Who is the New York City schools chancellor? That is the question. Can you name this person?
Carmen Farina.
That's right.
Okay. Now,
all right,
in his first signature policy in office, Mayor de Blasio set his sights on children of a certain age. How old are these kids? And what does the mayor want them all to do?
I'm going to say 4-year-olds, universal pre-K.
Absolutely right.
Right.
All right. For the win, for the potholder, okay, for the bragging rights. The mayor is also taking on traffic deaths in the city. What is the name of that program?
Oh, this is relevant to me because I'm a taxi driver as well.
Uh-huh.
And that would be Vision Zero.
So you also get a free opinion,
you're right,
since you're a taxi driver, along with your bragging rights and your potholder. As a taxi driver, what do you think of Vision Zero? You have permission to be honest here.
Great. I'm fully in line with the sentiments, but the implementation, I have some issues with.
Like what?
25-mile-per-hour speed limits on some of the wider boulevards just don't make a whole lot of sense, and they're not enforced.
They're not enforced? Have you slowed down?
Certainly, yeah. But, I mean, it seems like taxi drivers are pretty much the only ones getting pulled over for some of these.
Uh-huh, okay. The selective enforcement.
If they could enforce more of, like, the yielding to pedestrians, and I think that would be the one where they could make the most impact.
Tim, hang on. We'll get your address we can send a potholder for your car.
Thank you.
Or maybe for your kitchen. And we go on next to Kevin in Dyker Heights. Hi, Kevin. Happy New Year.
Hi. Happy New Year, Brian.
This congressman from Staten Island was reelected in November despite facing charges of tax fraud. And by the way, he has since pleaded guilty. What is his name?
That is Michael Grimm.
That's right.
That is correct. Okay. Now, Richard, do you have this next series that we've listed, 33A, B, C, and D?
No, I don't
have it. These are more New York City questions. That's
all
why right, they're
I'll have to play along.
We're in the New York City set here. And the question is, the New York City subway system announced it broke a record for single-day ridership back in September. Within 1 million people, how many riders did they have on that record-setting day?
Oh.
So isn't that, I'm not saying within 5 people or 50. Within 1 million, how many riders did they have on that record-breaking day for ridership back in September?
Let's try, I don't know, 15 million.
Kevin, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Brian. Thank you.
Chris in Hillsborough. Hi, Chris. You're on WNYC.
Doing?
Happy New Year. Good. You'll get a shot at that question. Within 1 million, how many people rode the New York City subways on September 23rd, a record-breaking day?
I'm going to say 2 million.
Ooh,
nope.
Sorry, Chris. Nice try. You don't have this answer in front of you, but do you know?
One of the beautiful things about radio is they're telling me the answers in my ear. I wish I had this when I was in school.
And the answer, folks, was 6.1 million. So if people had said 6 million or if you had said 7 million, we would have given you that. And that is an incredible number of people in a city of 8 million. Now, that's riders, so that could be the same person going to work
and
from work or taking multiple rides to account for some of that. But they say that the reasons include a surge in employment. More people have jobs in the city, so more people are riding. But also, these tend not to be great jobs, and the ones that are being added. And so fewer people have cars, and for all kinds of reasons, fewer people have cars. You know that the millennials are said to not – they don't want to drive like baby boomers you know, and other older generation Americans who consider owning a car a bit of freedom.
And this is a group that also wants to actually move into the inner city as opposed to the generation before that was looking to get out and get into the suburbs.
And that's another reason that subway ridership is up. Okay, so nobody get that one right. Rick in Cobble Hill. Happy New Year, Rick.
Happy New Year to you, Brian, and to you, Richard, as well.
Thank you.
And still in the New York City set, which local bridge celebrated its 50th anniversary in 2014?
Would that be the Verrazano?
That's right.
Certainly would. Now, if a police officer in New York City finds a small amount of marijuana on you or that you even display, will you most likely get a ticket or get arrested?
I'm going to go with ticket.
That's right.
It is now a ticket under a new policy of $100 to $250, I am told. And for the win, for the potholder, for the bragging rights, what was the name of the production that the Metropolitan Opera staged in the city this fall that generated protests and heated discussions on artistic license and Middle East politics? The name of the opera.
I am an opera goer, so I know that it was The Death of Klinghoffer.
That is not an opera-worthy fanfare.
No, not at all.
But it is a fanfare worthy of saying that you, Rick in Cobble Hill, have bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party as a Brian Lehrer Show 2014 News Scholar, and we will send you a WNYC potholder for your kitchen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for playing. Hang on so that we can get your address to send you that potholder, and we're going to go on to Ward in Woodbridge. Ward.
Hello.
Happy convergence of the Garden State Parkway and the Turnpike New Year.
Thank you kindly. You as well.
One of the things that Woodbridge is famous for those of you who don't know New Jersey. Okay.
Indeed.
And we are finished now with our New York City set of questions, and we're going to go on to our world set of questions.
I was hoping for the Idina Menzel question, but I know they passed me by.
Can you mispronounce Idina Menzel as well as John Travolta did?
I think I can do even better, but let's go on to the question.
Okay. All right. Here we go. In fact, this goes beyond world, I would say. In space, a crowning achievement this year was the Rosetta spacecraft landing on what?
Mars.
Oh, no.
Happy New Year. Happy Woodbridge New Year, Ward.
Thank you.
Alan in downtown Brooklyn. Hi, Alan.
Good morning, Brian.
Happy New Year. And do you know the answer to the...
Yes, it landed on an asteroid shaped sort of like a barbell.
Well,
actually, a comet.
Yeah.
A comet.
Yes.
Is right, a comet. Is an asteroid the same thing? Why do we have an echo? Are you listening on like four radios at the same time?
No, I'm not.
Somebody can look up for us. Meg, can you look up for us? Is a comet and an asteroid the same thing? Okay. But anyway, you said comet, so you got that right. So that's one. Bonus question. True or false? The comet was then named the Rosetta Stone. It was the Rosetta spacecraft landing on a comet. The comet was then named the Rosetta Stone.
No, the comet was not named after the craft.
No, it was not named after the craft or that famous stone that had Egyptian
hieroglyphics.
Yeah, Egyptian and Greek, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, they named a language learning company out of it after it, partly because it represented the translation of things between languages. Okay, so that's two, right? That's two? Yeah, that's two. So, for the win, for the potholder, for the bragging rights, around 85% of registered Scottish voters turned out to vote in a really important referendum in September. What issue got so many Scots to the polls, and what did they decide?
The issue was whether they were going to split from the United Kingdom, and they voted to stay with the United Kingdom.
Alan in downtown Brooklyn is another WNYC 2014 News Scholar. Congratulations, Alan. Hang on. We're going to get your address off the air. Jack in North Brunswick. Hey, Jack.
Good morning. How are you, Brian?
Good. Oh, boy, do you have a terrible line. I may have to... you know what? We can't do it. We can't do it. Jack, try to call us back, and we'll put you on another line. John in Wachung. Hi, John. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Brian. Happy New Year, Richard.
Thank you.
We are in the world category. Name one of the winners of the 2014 Nobel Peace Prize. Now, if you can name two of them, we should send you, you know, pretty much all the potholders ever made.
Yeah, I'm going to need all your potholders.
Either one.
Mahal or Yusuf Zai is the one I'm going to stick with.
Absolutely. Do you know who the other one was, by the way?
I don't have the name off the top of my head, no. I wouldn't pronounce it correctly.
The name was, as close as I can pronounce it, Kailash Satyarthi of India.
Yes, that gentleman.
Okay, that gentleman. Next question. What right were they cited for protecting?
For protecting women's right to education.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. The right of everybody to go to school. That's two out of three. For the win, for the potholder, for the bragging rights, here is a clip of President Obama announcing a joint agreement.
By making this announcement today, together, we hope to encourage all major economies to be ambitious. All countries, developing and developed, to work across some of the old divides so we can conclude a strong global climate agreement next year.
And so the question, John, which country joined the United States in this climate change agreement?
That would be the People's Republic of China.
Another potholder winner.
And there is no Chinese translation, no Egyptian or Greek translation on the potholder. It just says WNYC. Thanks for playing, John. Happy New Year. Congratulations.
Happy New Year to you, gentlemen.
I hope
you're
going to have a great New Year's Eve party with a great big list of guests. To whom you can brag that you are a 2014 Brian Lehrer Show News Scholar.
I'll accept my certificate now. Thank you.
John, thank you very much. And we're going to take a break. Then we're going to continue with one more section of the WNYC Brian Lehrer Show End of Year News Quiz. We will fill in a little bit of information on asteroids and comets that are dozen-strong team of science researchers.
Like astronomy class this morning.
Has developed. Asteroids and comets have a few things in common, we are told. They are both celestial bodies orbiting our sun, and they both can have unusual orbits, sometimes straying close to Earth or to other planets. They are both leftovers made from materials from the formation of our solar system 4.5 billion years ago, unless you believe somebody snapped their fingers. But there are a few notable differences between these two objects as well. The biggest difference between comets and asteroids is what they are made of. Other than that,
is
similar.
Is that going to be a question coming up?
Nope. That is a bonus answer without a question. That's right. Somebody give me a potholder. Richard, thanks. You're
going to
continue.
Right here.
You're staying. All right. We'll continue with Richard Hake and the news quiz after this. Another of the hits from 2014. Richard, you know the song?
Is that Madonna?
You are not a pop music listener. I'll tell you, having a 16-year-old at home and going to the gym, I hear a lot of these songs that I guess a lot of other people around here that, you know, just don't get exposed to. But that's Digital Witness by St. Vincent. And
okay. There
you go, one of the hits of 2014. So this is the last section of our 2014 end-of-year news quiz on the Brian Lehrer Show today. Were you paying attention in 24 years? Were you paying attention in 2014? Get three in a row right, and you will win a WNYC potholder and bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party that you are a Brian Lehrer Show 2014 news scholar. And I'm glad to see Jack in North Brunswick is back. We had to skip him because he had too much clicking and popping on his line. Jack, that's still you?
Yeah, but still me, Brian.
Okay, here we go. Last week was the last episode of the year for the show Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. That is what super famous comedian's latest series?
Since it's got cars, let's say Jerry Seinfeld. I have no idea.
That's right. In fact, Jerry Seinfeld's latest series. Okay. Second question. What TV network is it on?
Amazon?
Jack? Happy New Year. Mike in Williamsburg, can you answer this question about Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee? By the way, Mike, Happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
Do you, since you're
Happy
in Williams,
New Year's Eve.
Do you, what are you going to do on New Year's Eve? Are you going to, like, parade along the strip there?
I don't know yet.
What's the scene in Williamsburg? Have you done New Year's Eve in Williamsburg yet?
No, I didn't yet.
You what?
I didn't.
You haven't? Okay. I'm very curious to see what the scene on Bedford is on on New Year's Eve in Williamsburg. What TV network shows Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
I don't know.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot. Happy New Year. Happy Williamsburg New Year. Well, Richard, that was a trick question.
It was. First of all, I don't have the answers but I in front of me for this question, but I think it's only released online, right?
Exactly. It's not on. It was a trick question because this is a Seinfeld show that is not on TV. It's an example of a hit show that doesn't have to be on TV because technology is changing, right? So that's online. Okay. We're going to go next to Daniel in Riverdale. Hey, Daniel. Happy New Year.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Richard. Happy New Year.
Hi. Happy New Year.
So who is Odell Beckham? And what did he do to go from unknown to super famous in about 5 seconds?
Oh, goodness. I have no idea.
Daniel, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Let's try Josh in Astoria. Josh, who is... Oh, first of all, Josh, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
And is there a scene in Astoria for New Year's?
Yes, there is. There's a restaurant down where we live called Restaurant. It has some sort of party going on. I don't know if we're going to actually go to it, but that's what the kids are doing out in Astoria.
Okay. So who is Odell Beckham, and what did he do to go from unknown to super famous in about 5 seconds?
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, how about that? Well, now we're, and Happy New Year, Josh. Now, Richard, we know what people listening to the Brian Lehrer Show, at least
don't
our
do.
Sample of two, don't
they're,
do.
They're not watching football.
Exactly right. And on the futile, pretty futile, futile mm-hmm. New York Giants this year, he was, as you know, you've seen it.
I think this is the guy that did that catch, that one-handed catch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
That the announcers immediately started calling maybe the best catch ever.
Mm-hmm.
By a receiver in the NFL. And he's gone on, that was, what, maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago? And he's a rookie, and he's since gone on to do really, really well. So this may be an emerging star for the football Giants coming out of nowhere. But Odell Beckham, the best catch of, you know, Google if you care, best catch of all time, and you'll see this video. All right. So we've got a couple of sports questions here lined up for near the end. Ankit in Edison. Are you a sports fan at all?
Somewhat. I'm a Knicks fan, so everything else might be out of my range.
Okay. Well, we have a Jets question next. And the Jets yesterday finished the NFL season with only how many wins?
4 wins.
4 wins is right. 4 wins and 12 losses, which is about as bad as it gets in the NFL. And lucky you, the next is a Knicks question, because the Knicks at least have more wins than the Jets. So, within a reasonable few, what is the Knicks' record so far in their season?
I believe it's 5 wins.
That is correct. 5 wins, which, of course, is even more futile than the Jets, because the Jets were 4-12 because they play 16 games in the NFL. That's a .250 winning percentage. The Knicks are 5-28.
Wow.
For a .152 winning percentage. That's how bad the Knicks are. And okay, for the win, Ankit, and it happens to be another Knicks question, what has 180 degrees and is at the heart of the Knicks strategy this year?
The triangle?
That is
where's the music?
Right.
Where's the music? Ding, 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 ding.
Okay,
ding.
You have the music. And that clue is for people who may not already have been Knicks fans. The triangle offense, they call it, Phil Jackson's specialty. But 180 degrees, of course, is what's contained in a triangle, as anybody learned in geometry class. So, Ankit, your Knicks fandom helped you win a WNYC potholder and bragging rights for your New Year's Eve party as a Brian Lehrer Show News Scholar. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And hang on as we take your address. And that brings us to the end of the 2014 Brian Lehrer Show News Quiz. Richard Hake, it's always so much fun having you part of the show and doing the news with
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, Brian. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And you'll be back tomorrow.
No, I'll be out tomorrow.
You'll
but
be out
so
tomorrow. But
I'll
Brian
see you
Lehrer
next
show
year.
Will be live tomorrow as we will look at the hundreds of submissions you sent in for the best phone photo that you submitted to the Brian Lehrer Show website this year. Talk to you then.